I'm Liz Green, you are with BBC Radio Leeds. We're talking about your working life. What happens as that's approaching its end and you don't want it to, or even if you just want to take stock of where you are and what you should be doing. Next up is really aimed, I think, at the corporate world and moving on. But anybody listening now who thinks they're on the work treadmill, whether it's corporate or not, what should they be thinking about, Victoria, in terms of their future? Because the practicalities are you've got to earn the money.
Yes, and I mean, what we're not about is finding people the next full-time job in their career. But it's when you're starting to want to do this, what I call this sort of portfolio life, where you want to mix up your personal, your exercise and everything else. You need to have a plan. You need to start meeting loads of people.
Just have come a little closer to your microphone so I can hear you.
Have one or two ideas in mind that you might do and go and start talking to people and testing them out. Because people start giving you feedback and from there you'll think, I could do, and meeting people. At the conference we had the lovely Jane Husford, who's chair of York CVS, so it's an organisation that helps charities and voluntary bodies. And she was saying, I don't want more trustees. What I would love is another Adrian. And Adrian is somebody who's come in. He's been very senior. And she said, he won't mind my saying that he's probably, his sort of mental health, he's got low levels. He's not wanting that life anymore. But he comes in and she says, could you look at our risk register? Could you look at our accounts? Could you do whatever? And somebody in the audience said, I'm so pleased, because there's become an expectation that if you're successful, automatically you'll get a non-exec job after that. And honestly, it's only for a few. It's very competitive and it's not nearly as fulfilling as most people think, you know, so be it. And one person, she'd been an IT director, and she said, this is a breath of fresh air, because I've been looking for something. I'm an Adrian. I'm somebody who'd like to come and help and make a difference hands-on to somebody. And another person said, we did an event a little while ago, got someone else from a charity saying the help that they would like. And he said, he'd also been an IT director, actually, one of the big corporates. And he said, I've never thought of volunteering other than the kind of the volunteering, as you mentioned, going into a charity shop or shaking tins. That was what he said. And it was quite an extraordinary moment for me.
So it's about thinking differently.
It is. And about your skills and who would like them. And what I've said to people is, actually, while you're still looking for things, if you offer your help for free initially, you may need to earn money still, you know, and I'm recognizing the reality of life. But if you start offering things for free, you'll start getting new networks, new ideas, you'll understand some gaps there, and you may find something, because most people at this stage don't need to earn the same level as they did before. And you may find things here and think, do you know what, I could make this into a package and go and sell my services. They don't have to be expensive, but you might want to get some money in. So it's kind of finding new ways to think of and offering, and you will go home buzzing because you've made such a difference with what seems so easy to you and was magical to someone else.
You've no intentions of stopping working, have
you? I have not. I'm going to work for another 20 years.
It's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in.
I'd love it.
The best of luck with Next Up.
Thank you so much.
And it's lovely to see you. Thanks for being here. All right, thank you.